Listen up, Friartown.
Listen up, Friartown.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Listen up, Friartown. This is Friar Pod.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah.
Friar basketball, recruiting, stats, opinions.
In Ed Cooley, we trust.
I don't know about you, but I'm predicting a lot of exciting, amazing things that happen, like big time stuff.
Now, before you were so rudely interrupted, what were you going to say?
You're listening to Friar Pod.
Here's your host, Chris Torello.
What's going on, everybody? Friar Pod here on this Friday, May 9th, 2014. Chris Torello with you here on the road in New York. Find me on Twitter at ChrisTorello11. Lots to get to. I know I had a Friar Pod earlier this week. Thank you so much to all those who did listen. There's so much to get to because of the changes that came. We have to look at the fact that Jared Terrell quickly is no longer going to be recruited by the Friars. You'd have to think it's URI or Boston College at this point, and that's fine. No big deal there. When I look at the fact that Larry Austin Jr. as being reported by multiple outlets, including Craig Bellhumer of FriarBasketball.com, that he will be visiting this weekend the Providence College campus, that has to give you a lot of hope, at least in terms of finding another young guard who can come in. He can score. He can pass, you know, defending, okay. Someone who's more to me from what I've watched of his tape is he can bring the ball up the floor, but he's also a pretty good scorer, someone who can play more of the hybrid role. So that's something that I'm really going to be interested to see what happens with him. One of the big things when I look at Larry Austin is he's someone who certainly has the experience playing around other highly touted players. He's played for the U16 USA national team, so he's someone who definitely could come in and fill a need. What I really like about Larry Austin, and while I'm still not convinced he's going to pick the Friars, I like the fact that he chose Tennessee. He chose a guy like Quanzo Martin, who's now, of course, out at California. I'm very surprised that we haven't heard anything about Austin maybe wanting to go out there and check out California because his old coach is out there. Obviously, you'd think Larry Austin might want to stay closer to home in Illinois. He did take a visit last weekend to Xavier. And Xavier, of course, kind of like Providence, just lost a very prominent guard, Samaj Christian, who's leaving for early to go to the NBA draft, as opposed to what Bryce Cotton has to do, which is graduate and try to go to the NBA draft. I like Larry Austin a lot. I like what he could bring to the table. However, and this is my big however, you've already brought in Kyron Cartwright. You've already gotten him to commit from Compton, California. So you bring in this 5'11 kid, and I really like him. I've come to really appreciate the fact that Ed Cooley went and waited and was able to get a decommitment and get someone like a Kyron Cartwright. There were other guys out there way before that we could have gotten, but again, I like what I see out of Cartwright. I love what his coach has to say, and I just love everything about him. Is he going to be an immediate threat in terms of scoring? Probably not. Is he someone who's going to bring the ball up, be a vocal leader, be that floor general that we need, especially with Chris Dunn probably taking his time back from a second shoulder surgery? Yes, I'm good with Kyron Cartwright. You bring in Larry Austin, what are you doing exactly? Jared Terrell, it was very, okay, he's going to come in. He's a great defender. This is someone who we're going to need. Okay, I buy all of that. You already have Junior Lumumba coming in, waiting in the wings. Why did he transfer in from Cleveland State? Jared Terrell comes in, then it's like having two of them, except Terrell's a better scorer. What you get with Larry Austin Jr. is he can defend, sure. He can score, fine, he can get into the lane. I've seen that a heck of a lot more than with some of the other prospects. But in terms of what he can do with the fit at Providence, if you bring in Larry Austin Jr., that is another guard that you are saying yes to, not just for the 2014-15 season, but beyond. And then the issue of transferring might start to linger into the minds of Providence fans because you have a kid from Compton, California in Cartwright. Now you're bringing in a Midwest kid in Austin Jr., and you're still trying to convince guys like Donovan Mitchell or maybe some other talented players like a Jalen Adams. We don't know where he's going to go next year, but it's still possible to get these types of guys. Now, when you look at it that way, do you want Donovan Mitchell or Larry Austin Jr.? If I had to, if I put up a poll right now on Friartown Hoops or Scout, what would you want? Well, excuse me, who would you rather want? Donovan Mitchell services or Larry Austin Jr.? I think a lot of people would say Larry Austin Jr. because it's immediate. You'll get him right now. So I'm not too convinced that bringing in Larry Austin Jr. is a bad move. I'm just not sure it's going to happen. It's a great move in that you get him, he's going to come in, he's going to play. But what happens to your future recruiting? You've already got Ryan Fazekas all ready to go for 2015. I can't wait to see him playing here. I think he's a perfect fit in terms of losing LaDonte Henton. Believe it or not, he is a senior this coming season. So you lose him, you bring in a kid like Ryan out of the Midwest. That's terrific. So now, would it be also beneficial to have Larry Austin coming in from Illinois? That's all well and good. That's fine. But it seems like it's a big headache that Friar fans at this time of the offseason are thinking, how can we get better right now, and how can we also make sure that we don't burn bridges when it comes to future draft, I'm thinking NFL draft here, when it comes to future recruiting classes. And I think the biggest thing is, well, where's your value? Well, how about this for a curveball? Because now you have a chance to get Nadir Tharp. Is that possible? Nadir Tharp, formerly of the 2010 recruiting class. And I mean, Keno Davis and Pat Scarry worked very hard to get a verbal commitment out of Nadir Tharp. And when you switch your attention to Tharp coming over from Kansas, he's returning home because of family matters. I know there is more specific information in some reports, but I want to leave it at there are family matters. And when you look at Tharp coming back from Kansas, looking to play closer to home, is it possible that Tharp would say, hey, you know what, this time around, I am going to go to Providence? Because if he does that, he becomes the third former Keno Davis recruit to make the move from another pretty high-level place and come back to Providence. You had Carson DeRozier at ACC at Wake Forest. You had Tyler Harris, NC State. And now you might have a Kansas Jayhawk and a Nadir Tharp returning to what once was a verbal commitment? That would be incredible. It also would probably be a big indictment on Keno Davis. But it would also say something about what Ed Cooley offers to recruits, and I would love it. Now, let's say I say to you, you can have Larry Austin Jr. or Nadir Tharp. Now, before you answer that question, let me break down Nadir Tharp's numbers for you. 8.5 points per game this past season with the Jayhawks, a few 20-point games thrown in there. Prior to that, he had 5.5 points in his sophomore campaign, 3 NCAA tournaments, 2 Sweet 16s, didn't play in one of them, 1 Final Four, 1 title game. However, remember, in that year, 2 years ago, he did not play beyond the Sweet 16 for the Jayhawks. He sat. He never recorded any minutes, no stats. That's fine. And remember, he's looking for a hardship waiver. So let's get that out on the table, because it's going to become an issue. If Nadir Tharp chooses Providence, let's say Ed Cooley has interest. Remember, this weekend he's focusing on Larry Austin Jr. But let's say Nadir Tharp comes into the picture. Let's say there's expressed interest in some mutual, some mutual courting, shall you say. Maybe Nadir Tharp reaches out. Maybe Ed Cooley reaches out. And you have this chance to not only get someone who has played in the Big 12, played alongside the likes of a Wayne Selden, played alongside Andrew Wiggins. He's been able to play again inside to Joel Embiid. You're going to tell me that he's not worth bringing in for 1 year. And there's the big benefit, because Nadir Tharp does not affect your recruiting to a certain degree like Larry Austin does. Like a Jared Terrell would have, like almost Kyron Cartwright does in a way. Because if you bring in Nadir Tharp and he does get that hardship waiver, now we can talk about that in a few minutes, because I think hardship waivers in Providence College don't exactly go hand in hand like, say, oh, I don't know, Joseph Young being able to play wherever he pleases. But let's say Nadir Tharp and Providence somehow, some way, just throw it out there. That scenario happens, okay? That means you're getting someone who averaged 5 assists per game this past season. He had 7 games with 8 or more assists, 3 of them in double digits. 2 of those 3 games resulted in a double-double. 16 games at 5 or more assists. That's pretty good for a Big 12 guard, someone who's played under the Bill Self system. Now he's coming home. Now, you compare that to what Bryce Cotton did this past season, almost 6 assists per game, 9 games at 8 assists or more, compared that to 7 by Tharp, and compared to Nadarp's 16 games of 5 or more assists, Cotton had 23 games at 5 or more. That's incredible. When I look at, obviously, talking about Nadir Tharp and comparing him to Cotton, you can't do it in terms of points per game, because Cotton almost had 22 points per game, and like I said, Tharp only had about 8.5. But what you can say is you look at their what they were able to do as distributors, and Nadir Tharp had, yes, and he did have Wayne Selden. He has other guards there, and other guards are coming in, including Devontae Graham, which was the last straw for Tharp to push him out of Kansas, along with issues at home. You have to think that Nadir Tharp would be able to lessen the blow of losing someone like Bryce Cotton. With everything on the resume for Tharp, whether it's fair or unfair to say that he was in 3 NCAA tournaments, he did go to 2 Sweet 16s, he was on a team that went to a Final Four, he did appear in a title game, or his team appeared in a title game. To say all of that, now here's the question, Tharp or Austin? Because I would take Nadir Tharp. That's just my opinion, but I would take Nadir Tharp. And guess what else that does? It creates a Brewster connection. It would be the first Brewster player on the Providence roster since Wamia Fajuku. And guess who else is at Brewster? Donovan Mitchell, transferred in out of the Canterbury School in Connecticut. So that would be a big deal. Now, do I think that would mean you're going to get Donovan Mitchell? If you were to bring in Larry Austin Jr., does that mean you get Donovan Mitchell or a Jalen Adams? No, not necessarily. But at least it would keep your options open to add different guards next year and not feel like you're backed into a corner where you have to make the crucial decisions. Granted, I really like Larry Austin. I really like having Kyron Cartwright in here. The issues of transferring after next season we'll deal with. Obviously, APR is an issue that's in the minds of Providence fans and needs to be. With all the transferring, with all of the partial qualifiers that, not all of them, you've had Leto, you've had Gardner, but it just doesn't work out for Providence in that way. So let's say Tharp gets in here. Let's say that things work out. Maybe, just maybe, you get yourself exactly where you need to be with the recruiting class of 2015. So it's very interesting to me. And I think it's a lot harder to kind of check in on. Now, obviously, listen, if Larry Austin, it happens the way that it's been reported by a few different people that a decision is coming soon for Larry Austin, then you know what? You jump on a commitment. But why not then at least check in on Nadir Tharp? That's another possibility. Check in on him. You bring him in. You take the blow of losing Kyron Cartwright or Austin Jr. after the season. Or maybe they both stay. And then you say, to heck with Donovan Mitchell. To heck with Jalen Adams. Maybe that's your play. There's so many things that Ed Cooley can do. He just needs to get a commitment first. He's already gotten Kyron Cartwright. Now if he can land Larry Austin Jr., I still say, why not? Let's try and tip the boat. Let's see if Nadir Tharp wants to come in here. So you have a few options. You have Larry Austin Jr. You can bring him in here. If he wants to commit over the weekend and sign, great, do it. No problems. I think you'd have to wait until he graduates, I think. May have to double check on that. But then let's say you don't get Larry Austin Jr. Let's say he wants to stay closer to home, wants to play in the Big East, but wants to play for Chris Mack and Xavier. Then you start looking at Nadir Tharp. Or you allow Larry, you say to Larry Austin, hey, come in here. We're going to offer you a scholarship this weekend. No questions asked. Boom, he signed, you know, he's in. And then you still look at Nadir Tharp. I would rather Ed Cooley say, to heck with it. Let's go get guys who I know can help Chris Dunn, which is the big thing here. and help Josh Fortune not have to play as much on the ball. He's someone you want as your, you know, dead-eye shooter, someone who can come off the bench, play defense like a LaMamba, but also have that three-point range. Remember, these last two off seasons, I mentioned it the other day in a mini Fryer pod, that Fortune was supposed to be this come off the ball, play off, you know, come off of screens and hit the and square up for a dead-eye three, just like Bryce Cotton was supposed to. Council gets injured, Austin gets suspended, Dunn gets injured twice, and things start changing. So it's very interesting to see what Ed Cooley and his staff will need to do in order to make 2014 a very successful season. And I think Fryer fans don't want to wait. I don't think that they believe in this, well, we got to the tournament, now let's see what happens this year. No. To hell with that. Guess what? You've got one of the most talented teams you're going to have. Why? Because you're bringing in a very important recruiting class filled with ESPN top 100 players. You're bringing in Ben Bentil, who is sort of fresh. He didn't have to play every single game where he was this past year. So why not try and get the most that you can? So if you can tell me Larry Austin Jr. is the best we can do, we can't go get Nadir Tharp, okay, fine. So go ahead and get a commitment from Larry Austin Jr. But you could probably also get a commitment from Nadir Tharp, and then when Tharp leaves and hopefully he gets his hardship waiver, you still have that scholarship to use. I think it would still work out. Because remember, Henton's gone, DeRozier's gone. If you bring in Tharp, he leaves. And there's talk of Harris not staying after next year. So scholarships will be available. Spots will be had. Cooley's already offered, I think, another power forward at like 6'9", 6'10", or something like that. So it's an evolving situation. It's a living, breathing thing. One thing that bothers me, and I am guilty of it as well. We get so attached to one recruit because we hear there's interest, and then once a guy gets on campus, it's assumed, oh, Ed Cooley, he's a recruiter. No one touches him. He's going to come here. Just like, oh, what, Devontae Graham was supposed to come here, right? Just like all these other players. Not every situation works out accordingly. There's a number of factors in every situation, beyond handlers, beyond AAU coaches, beyond mysterious aunts and uncles. It's just a matter of a fit and where players believe they are going to get their best, I guess, so to speak, you could say bang for your buck. In terms of, if I give you a commitment, am I playing day one? I really don't think Ed Cooley can promise anything to Kyron Cartwright or Larry Austin Jr. I can tell you right now, that promise would be broken if he were to make such a promise to either of them if Nadir Tharp shows interest and strong interest in playing at Providence College. And I wouldn't be able to blame Larry or Kyron if they said, you know what, we're going to leave after this season. I think Kyron Cartwright is going to be someone who does exactly what you need. He's going to bring the ball up. He's going to be able to give Chris Dunn a little bit of a blow. You need one more point guard type. And if you told me I could get Nadir Tharp coming back to Worcester, Mass, and he would play for Providence College for 1 year, after that, no strings attached because he's graduating eligibility over, I will take that over Larry Austin Jr. But why not try and get both? Just because I think Larry Austin Jr. is a dynamic guard. He's someone who has the experience. Like Nadir Tharp, he's played with a lot of highly touted recruits and players. So definitely try and get Larry Austin, but I'm still sold on Nadir Tharp. So I think there's a lot that needs to come out of this. When I look at Nadir Tharp in terms of free throw shooting, pretty good. However, it's only been like, 55 of 67, 31 of 35 his last two seasons. I mean, he's how many free throws he's taken overall at Kansas? 104. Do you know how many Bryce Cotton took his sophomore season? 101. Do you know how many he took his junior season? 179. He took 265 free throws this past season. So there's a lot to replace in Bryce Cotton. And if you said to me, you can go get Nadir Tharp, who is probably going to be half the player Bryce Cotton was, I'll take him because I know that half comes in the forms of bringing the ball up and assists. He may have a few good games in terms of scoring, and frankly, you already have Josh Fortune. You already have, your scoring touch from Lindsey and Ben Teal. Bullock apparently is someone who can go inside and out. He's more of a banger. That's just my opinion. I've said it before. I'll continue to say it. And you also have Henton and Harris. Chukwu is going to be someone who is a defensive rebounder, a blocker. Adam Finkelstein has a great article up on ESPN for all the ESPN insiders. It's about how he thinks Chukwu is one of the top five freshman interior guys in terms of blocking this coming season. So, the hype is there. You don't necessarily need Larry Austin Jr. to come in because you've already given that role of bringing the ball up, that role of being able to get into the lane, score occasionally, maybe swipe a ball here and there, go into quick transition. That's there with Kyron Cartwright. It's also there with Junior Lumumba. So maybe Larry Austin Jr. isn't the answer, but I still say let's try and get him. But I think if I could get Nadir Tharp, he's better than Jared Terrell. He's better than Larry Austin. Tharp is better than Austin, but I also would take Austin instead of waiting on a Donovan Mitchell or a Jalen Adams. That's just something I would do. I think Larry Austin Jr. doesn't have his head up in the clouds like some of these recruits. I think he's a solid, solid player. Some really good articles written on him. I'm going to post them onto my Twitter account at ChrisTerrell11. But the whole thing comes down to what can you get out of this next season? And as I said before, Friar fans shouldn't wait thinking, oh, this is a developmental year. No, no, no. This team can compete at the top of the Big East, could very easily get themselves back to an NCAA tournament. There will be struggles. This is a young team, but it's also a mix with guys who know how to play in situations. Josh Fortune has been able to grow so much in just 2 years. You look at what LaDante Henton was about 2 years ago, this is light years ahead. You look at Tyler Harris, he actually had a lot of good games. It just was there was inconsistency at times. You look at Carson DeRozier's, he's not a scorer. We get that. But he's someone who plays straight up defense, hands up in the air. He's going to get blocks. And for most of the season, he had more blocks in Big East play than Chris Obekpa. You're going to have a mix of veterans and rookies, or freshmen as we need to call them. But guess what? You bring that talent together and you let Ed Cooley work with it. I think this is going to be a very solid team. It just needs one more piece of the puzzle. Now, is that piece of the puzzle Larry Austin or is it Nadir Tharp? Is it possibly both? I would rather have Nadir Tharp. That's just me. And I think it was on CoxSports.com. That article has been written that maybe Tharp comes home to play for Providence. Maybe he goes and plays for Boston College. Maybe he plays for URI. Who knows? But I just think if I'm Ed Cooley, you better damn well entertain this idea. That's just me, though. And I really think that it would complete a backcourt. You'd have Dunn, Fortune, Lumumba, Cartwright. If you could add Austin Jr. or Tharp, that's a solid backcourt. That not only allows for minutes, it allows someone like Chris Dunn to maybe take a deep breath and and maybe wait a little bit longer to get back out on the court. If it's Tharp, you can let him wait. And you also can look at the fact that you have Lumumba and Fortune. Both can play defense on the perimeter. You can pair them up with Cartwright. You can pair them up with Austin Jr. And Dunn could relax a little bit. So you need one more guard. But if it's Tharp, you could put Tharp out there and it's a real, it's a little bit easier for Dunn to come back from because you have this Big 12 point guard who understands what it means to play with high profile players, play against other, big time teams and big time players and not really get rattled. He understands what his job is out on the floor. And I think Kyron Cartwright's going to make the transition nicely as well. Larry Austin Jr. would, but if it's me, I would feel a hell of a lot more comfortable knowing that Nadir Tharp was on my team, even if it is just for 1 year. But like I said, it would create a very nice backcourt. You'd also have a heck of a front court already, there. And remember, with the flex offense, it's a lot of movement, it's a lot of passing, different guys handling the ball. Ultimately, it's about putting the ball in the hoop. If you add a guy like Nadir Tharp, I think putting the ball in the hoop becomes a little bit easier because he's going to find the open man, and he knows talent, and he knows how to find it. If it's Larry Austin Jr., he may take a more direct route to the hoop. We already have that in other guys. We might not need it with Larry Austin. But either way, Larry Austin's visiting this weekend. Nadir Tharp is on the board. It's your move, Ed Cooley. I'm Chris Torello. Follow me at Chris Torello 11. You've been listening to Friar Pod.